Welcome back to Travel with Anita and Friends. Today I'm talking with Roland Schalli, who's with Gormino Cheeses in Switzerland. And we're talking about Emmental cheese, which we know is Swiss cheese. So let's jump back into my conversation as he starts to talk about all the details of making this wonderful, delicious cheese.
But now Switzerland has made Swiss cheese an international favorite cheese. So let's talk about the Emmentaler and how it has become like a Swiss original. When people think of Swiss cheese, that's what they think of, as though that's the only Swiss cheese, is Swiss cheese.
Yeah, Swiss cheese is what it is, exactly. Every child would have to make a picture about cheese. It will make a picture of Emmentaler, a cheese with holes, that's it. But finally, Emmental takes its name from a region in the center of Switzerland. In this valley flows a river, and it's called Emme. So that's the first part of the name of Emmentaler. And the other term is Thaler, stands for cheese wheel. Combining these two terms, the name Emmentaler was created. Today, Emmentaler AOP is not only produced in this valley of the Prealps of Switzerland, but more or less in 20% of the area of the country.
What does AOP mean? What does that stand for?
AOP stands for the protected designation of origin of a recipe, which has to be protected. So it's the original recipe of a cheese type.
Oh, I see. So the AOP Classic, is that different from the other cheeses that would have maybe aged a little longer? Or are they all AOP?
Yeah, at the first level, they are all AOP cheeses from Emmentaler. It's also linked to a certain quality level, but once they pass the degree of AOP, we start with the first segment, the classic one, the mild quality, which is ripened about 5 to 8 months. And then there are more longer ripened segments for Sirchoir Reserve or all the other different qualities in the market. But 80% of the market is in the classic segment for sure.
Mm. Well, that certainly is my favorite. I love the classic. But now you mentioned about the cows and all of the things that they eat and how that makes the cheese taste different depending on the different region. Tell us a little bit about the milk, because is the milk pasteurized or just, tell us a little bit about the milk.
Yeah, the one important key of the Emmentaler production is that the Emmentaler is made from fresh raw milk. It means that local farmers deliver their milk directly to the cheese dairy, and it is processed into cheese no later than 24 hours after milking, which is really in a short period. Because the milk is processed so fresh, it does not need to be pasteurized or heat treated. Therefore, raw milk cheeses basically have more flavor compared to other cheeses.
Yeah, and you mentioned also too that the majority of it does stay the classic, but you do age some of the other cheese. So tell us a little bit about that then, about how the cheeses age, because I saw in the webinar that some of it's aged in caves.
Emmentaler is mainly available in Switzerland, but also in foreign markets in different stage of maturation from 5 to 18 months. So the mild you mentioned before is about 5 months, but we are going up to 18 months in our cellars. And the longer matured Emmentaler have more an intense and stronger flavor. Depending on the type of ripening and cheese care, the texture of the cheese is also different. So in an easy formula, you can say that as longer the cheese is ripened, as stronger its flavor is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could tell that in the two that we tried, that the more aged one was certainly had a stronger taste, a more pronounced taste. And what was that, the aged cheese that we tried, what was that one called?
That was an Emmentaler Urtyp. That's what a type which is ripened for at least 12 months and 7 months in a humid cellar. So it c- creates its own patina outside of the cheese because it's cured with salt and water. And that has its influence on the development of the taste, but also on a more smooth texture.
Well, tell me a little bit about the cave, because I was, first of all, I was fascinated with the picture, and I will put a picture up so that the listeners can see all of the cheese that was there in the cave. But tell us a little bit about the cave, where it's located, and just how much cheese is stored there. Tell us all the details, because the cave is actually fascinating.
Yeah, we have actually we are operating two different ripening cellars. One is in the center of the Emmental in Langnau, and there we are doing our selection, and only the best cheeses are selected and brought up to our mountain cellar, which is an old military bunker in the mountains, and there we find the perfect climate for our cheese, because we need for a longer ripening we need low temperatures and high humidity, and that's exactly what the mountains offers to us. So in a way, we are working there with our raffinage in the mountain. We use the mountain as a sustainable climate storage system for our cheese. And nothing is as perfect as nature. So that's, for us, a perfect and great place.
And how much cheese is stored in the cellars?
In Reichenbach, in our mountain cellar, we have about 800 tons in total. Different formats of cheese, but mainly Emmentaler. And we have there 6,000 wheels, and each wheel is about 200 pounds.
Wow. So it's not only Emmentaler that's stored there. There are other cheeses?
Yes, for sure. One of the most known cheese of Switzerland is also the Gruyere. And other specialties with washed rind in a smaller format, about 10 to 12 pounds. But more local or regional specialties, and some of them we are also exporting to the U.S. market.
So do they have different aging lengths of time for the different cheeses?
Yeah, they are aged in different stages for sure, but more or less they are cared with in a similar environment. So the humidity is about 90 to 95% for the whole range. But we have different climate zones in our cellar, and also which we are washing the cheese weekly, or care the cheese weekly. That's only water and salt, nothing else. And we are working finally with a certain flora in this cellar, and we are working with some bacteria to create this patina and to influence the inside, the texture of the cheese.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize that the cheese is actually had some process that's done to it on a regular basis. So is that the hard cheese that has the salt brine water that's applied each day, or is soft cheese done differently?
Yeah, soft cheese, even if it gets a mold rind, that's a different process. And in our mountain cellar, we only are processing washed rind cheeses.
We'll stop here, take a break, but don't forget, you're listening for trivia information for our contest that starts after the show. You'll need these answers. So here's a little bit of trivia information. Around 43% of the milk from Swiss farms is made into cheese. Back in a moment here on Travel with Anita and Friends. For more travel tips and destinations, visit our website, travelwithanita.com. And if you are a U.S. resident and would love to enter this fantastic fun contest, visit our Facebook page, Travel with Anita. Sunshine.